This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is not a fake thing. It's a real thing. It's in their category of, I don't know if you frequent the New York Post sex and relationships column very often, Cody, but that's where
they have
one.
They have a column for that?
It's under the category of sex and relationships.
Oh, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Single slammed over outrageous list, as she should be. So
single for a reason? Is that what I'm about to find out? Okay,
so
let me hear it.
She is a part-time personal trainer that makes less than $10,000 a year. That's relevant for this conversation. Okay,
so
it's relevant.
So she's not contributing to the finances of this relationship.
Was texting. Someone screenshotted the conversation, and he texts her and says, "I just read your profile. Tell me about the checklist." She responded with the cryptic, "Want to see it?" He goes, "Of course I do." She sends a PDF.
PDF?
A screenshot, but it might as well have been a PDF. It's 18 non-negotiables. Now, some of these are understandable.
It says it was titled bare minimum for her husband.
Yes.
Like this is like
bare minimum for
this
her husband.
This is like you're barely meeting her standards. Mm-hmm. This
yeah, bare minimum okay. for her husband. Some of these are understandable. Others are outrageous. So number one, loves me deeply, puts me first. Okay. We've heard that before. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, just as long as you don't have kids.
Yeah.
Sure.
Next one is where it starts to get crazy. Financially successful, $300,000 a year.
Oh, I didn't know that part. Okay, so financially successful.
Yeah, you want
someone
that's financially stable.
Someone who's got their life together. Okay.
$300,000 or more a year, which someone did the math on, the research on it, said that's only like 2.3% of all men in the United States. So you're already really narrowing.
It's that high?
2.3%.
The hell am I doing wrong? I'm just gonna be honest with you guys.
Well, you're married. You're fine.
I'm not making $300,000 a year.
You're not? Wow. You got to get negotiating.
So list two, and I'm already off.
Generous and spoils me. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, if I make $300,000, I guess that's not a problem.
But even if it was, like, that's fine. You've heard that before. I've heard that before, at least, right? Sophisticated, enjoys luxury. Well, we figured. Emotionally intelligent and confident. Ambitious and disciplined, chivalrous and protective, family oriented and well connected. Nothing wrong with that one.
What the hell does well connected mean? Like well connected with my family, or like I got people. Like I can get you a hyena in less than 48 hours notice.
That part.
Fit, attractive, and well groomed. She also lists takes control and makes plans, keeps his word, supports my goals and lifestyle, fun, outgoing, and socially respected, prefers privacy over social media validation, loves traveling, sexually disciplined and loyal, handles pregnancy prevention,
makes
life easier, parentheses, maid/chef.
I know exactly who she's talking about.
Okay. I mean, first off, I got a lot of questions.
She's a gold digger. It's very simple.
What do you think she means by sexually disciplined? As in, I don't cheat on you.
And loyal, yeah.
I don't cheat on you, or like I'm like getting like I got reps or something. Like what's she? No, what is sexually disciplined?
And loyal. I think it's that you're. She's the one. She's the one partner. Clearly,
like that, and also
are we misreading that?
The discipline part, maybe not.
I don't know.
She said she wants you to have. Oh my God.
What were you thinking, Drew?
No, so the
I don't think she's saying just chew it and do it. I think there's more to it, Drew.
That was very good. That was a rhyme scheme right there. The way that the person who I think she's thinking of the individual, I think his name is Ashton Hall, the guy that dips his face into the cold water and everything and puts out those videos. That's the type of individual that she wants to be with.
I got to be honest.
Luxury, nice lifestyle, takes care of their body.
Here's part of my problem. It's like, what the luxury. Hell is she? What does she bring into the table here?
She makes $10,000. Less than $10,000 a year, part-time personal trainer.
I know, but like she still wants someone to cook. She's not even doing like, look, if you like, I don't care what your relationship dynamic is, but if your desire in a relationship is like, hey, my dream one day is I want to be a stay-at-home mother. Mm-hmm. I want to be there for my kids. Well, then like, I need you to do some of those things if that's the agreement. Mm. Like, she's like, well, I'd like you to have all the money to pay for everything, but I don't even want to like load a dishwasher. So I'd like the maid to also do that. You're like, well, then you're offering nothing here.
So he responded back. So he posted this screenshot on Reddit. Commenters were obviously quick to be like, the irony here, she's asking for all this. And yet, as you said, what does she bring to the table? They said, send the list back to her. Watch her get mad at you for demanding so much of her. To which the original poster replied, actually, that's exactly what I did. She proceeded to tell me that she makes less than $10,000 a year as a part-time personal trainer. He added, I then invited her to my place for some casual fun and told her to bring wine. She unmatched me, and it was over from there.
I mean, you just know that's not going
to
work.
Well, yeah, he
out.
Was not serious about it. The article goes on to say, to be fair, she knows what she wants. Confidence, consistency, caviar, maybe, and there's no crime in dreaming big.
Have you... But when you have you guys heard the... Are you guys familiar with Bo Burnham, the comedian,
yeah,
I assume?
Yeah.
Have you heard his song about like women and like just expectations?
No.
It's really probably, I mean, I don't know if we can play it. I can't remember.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But it's just like, it's essentially just like, you want this like charming, handsome, do everything for your guy. And then he's like, and you probably think that that's not real. And the song is, and it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to lower your expectations, essentially. Like, this person?
How long has she been single?
This
what I
person,
know
borderline, does not exist. Maybe there's one or three. Yeah. But like, if this is everything, they make $300,000 a year, they're caring and sophisticated and loyal and all this other stuff. No offense, if you're demanding all those things, they're not interested in you.
Right.
The flip side of this is like, yeah, if they have all the things you're requesting, they're going to meet a more sophisticated person who's not demanding. And they're going to find a better person for themselves than you.
They also might want someone that's financially stable and doing all these other things, you know?
Well, that also, it's not even all that she wants. Those are the bare minimums, correct?
True. That is true. Yeah, it did say bare minimums.
That's not even what.
Yeah, that's just the starter list.
Wants.
That's the starter list. Wait until you actually start going on multiple dates and actually get a relationship.
This is not like knows
someone
what you
says
want.
she can sign a prenup immediately. Someone said just for the first date even.
I mean, I'll just tell you, you probably. I mean, she's making $10,000, you're making $300,000. It's probably just either relationship gold. If you're making $10,000 and you start dating somebody who's making $300,000, she should also ask for a prenup. That's too big of a pay discrepancy to not like protect yourself in some capacity. Yeah. I've never.
You haven't been in that spot where you had to sign a prenup?
No.
Your wife didn't make you?
My wife and I have been together for so long.
You guys didn't sign one, Drew?
No.
You guys didn't sign one?
No. I can't get over this text that says she sounds like she's just describing Bink. I can't get over it. I keep on seeing it.
Oh, man.
What an outrageous list. And like, just also wake up. Like, find some dose of reality, please. That's crazy.
Someone said, this is why we sleep separately.
Oh, I know who that is texting.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out. We've met the listener.
Indeed.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, that was so great. It turned out they're a much younger couple than I would have thought.
Yeah, no, wait. So sexually disciplined, does that mean that she desires
sleeping
separately?
I'm guessing that means not stepping out. No. She's saying like, hey, we can know this.
Or it's sex when she wants it. And basically like, it's when she wants it, not when you want it kind of thing. I don't know.
I mean, again,
I don't know.
What is the offer in this situation?
I'm not sure.
Do we know what this individual like? I'm guessing they didn't disclose that or did they
didn't seem to post that.
I don't know if
he
posted a photo of her or not. I didn't see it. Yeah.
Okay. That's been a little bit of a popular thing. It's not necessarily one individual, but it seems like there's been a lot of recent like, what do you look for in a man, like random like person on the street sort of thing. They go to like a college.
Well, that's
campus,
normal
so
stuff.
We've
all been on dates before where that becomes a conversation. Like, hey, what are you looking for in a partner kind of thing? I've had those conversations on dates plenty of times.
I've
had people ask me that question.
In day
on dates.
One or two, that's just so deep.
On the second date, yeah. Like, yeah, but I've had those conversations before. The first day be a little, but I've had those before, but nobody's crazy like this. It was never like, specifically, well, here's my list. Here you go. So it's never that.
Sexually disciplined, like stamina? Like maybe there's
I don't
like
think so.
Minimum of like, I need this many minutes. I mean, look, the list is crazy enough. I can't rule it out.
She also might be disappointed with that
okay,
one,
no,
too.
No. Discipline's not the right word.
I need 60 minutes.
It wouldn't be sexual discipline. It would be sexual endurance. That would be what she meant if it was stamina related, in my opinion.
What's the most ridiculous thing in a dating situation you've heard from somebody that they're looking for out of a relationship? That you're like, we're immediately incompatible.
So I've told you the bad date stories on the show before. I don't think it was more like the one I told you about the first date about just was never going to work immediately. And it was the shortest date of my life. The once we got to a deeper conversation, what you're describing, it was never anything like crazy. Right, you might have a fundamental difference in like things that are, you know, eventually, yeah. Right, when you get serious enough, you have discussions about like, you know, religion and things like that, and that may just not be compatible, or politics.
Kids or politics.
I'll be honest, like more than ever now, one of the issues now, it didn't used to matter. It sucks that it matters now because of how, not to go way off a tangent here, but like
sure.
Now, unfortunately, political leanings when you're dating somebody matter way more than it wasn't a big deal X amount of years ago. And now it's something that both people involved actually
want similarities in. Yes.
Or usually. Yeah. So stuff like that is made it not awkward, but like it's way more part of the equation than it used to be. Unfortunately.
I don't know, man.
There you go. That's
crazy.
We'll lump that in the trash of the day.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.